from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Somerset County man has now been charged with touching boys in a church bathroom.
Two boys ages 7 and 9 told detectives with the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office that a man followed them into the bathroom of a North Plainfield church. Officials say 68-year-old Pierre Joseph went into the bathroom, pulled down the boys' pants, and then touched them. Prosecutors say one incident happened 2 weeks ago, and the other took place earlier this year. He's charged with sexual assault and child endangerment and is being held at Somerset County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Jurors in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez returned to a Manhattan courtroom today for what will likely be closing arguments in the case. Menendez charged with accepting cash and gold bars to help local businessmen secure deals with Egypt and Qatar, and in one case to try to stop a criminal investigation. Defense lawyers for Menendez rested Wednesday after calling just five witnesses in what's been a two-month trial. Menendez has denied the charges. His wife, Nadine, faces similar charges and will go to trial later this year. A 27-year-old man has been arrested in East Orange for stabbing a young mother and her two children, aged 3 and 9 months, on the 4th of July. Police say the assault took place in an apartment building on Park Avenue. The mom and one of her kids were taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. It's not clear what led to the stabbings. Plans are already underway to showcase New Jersey when the nation hits its 250th birthday in 2026.
A lot of New Jerseyans don't realize how significant their state was in the American Revolution.
Carrie Fellows with the Crossroads of the American Revolution Association says over 600 acts of war occurred in New Jersey, more than any other state. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 902. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 909. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The Jersey heat wave continues today with high temperatures 90 to 95 across most of the state. We'll see 80s along the immediate coast. Maybe in the Northwest Hills, we miss out on 90 as well. With sun and clouds, slight chance of a late day pop-up thunderstorm. Partly cloudy and sticky tonight, only dropping into the lower to mid 70s. Back to the lower 90s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Wednesday, a few thunderstorm. Highs around 90. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Catena Auto Group. Discover Infiniti's bold new take on their flagship SUV, the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, is arriving this summer to Ray Catena Infiniti of Bridgewater. Be one of the first to own the new QX80. Order yours today at Ray Catena Infiniti of Bridgewater.
Right now, Andover, 77 degrees. It's 83 in Monroe. Seaside Heights, 83. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.